All right, few ground rules for tonight. Number one, I need someone to sub for me next week because I'm going to be in the Philly area on work. So one of you men, or a couple of you men, do something next week, not time period related necessarily, or perhaps you want to talk about marriage because we're going to be talking about Adam and Eve tonight. Might be a good topic. You know, maybe a couple of you guys do a half a class. But I'll leave that up to y'all because I'll be assembling with the Exton congregation. Number two, we are doing the 17 time periods. Last time I taught was when Bob and Marilyn were on vacation and we did an overview. This time we're going to do what the author calls round two. It's a little more in depth. I have 17 lessons. Bob, I'm estimating 20 weeks, but I don't know. It's going to be up to y'all. I intend to be a moderator. I want to talk about what y'all want to talk about. I've got slides, and if you want to see the slides, all of them go into the elementary classroom. They're on the wall. Marilyn put them there. Tiggy's using them to teach right now. And if Corrigan were here, he'd show all of us up. So, but that's what we're getting ready to do. And I'm kind of eyeballing a period a week, but we may go over. I've got no set plans. Bob says, take extra time if I want. but because of my job, once a month, someone's going to have to fill in and do something different or continue on. Makes no difference to me. Bookmarks with the 17 periods. If you would like one, unlaminated, see Marilyn. And she might even laminate you one. Oh, Bob's got them. So if you'd like one, just let them. Angelica, would you like one? Ah, here, you can have this one. There you go.
Thank you.
I don't need one.
Okay,
so 17 time periods, and the card, or the bookmark, essentially is what we've got on the monitors, okay? So, what are the 17 time periods? Because every class, we should start with going through the time periods. So, what are they? First time period. Before the flood, says it. TV monitors don't reflect a laser. So, before the flood, what's next? The flood. After the flood, people get scattered. After scattering the people, the old guys. Then, what do we have?
Exodus,
okay. If we go with patriarchs to Exodus, that's about 400 years, 450 years. That they're in Egypt. After they get out of Egypt, what do? Wander around for about 40 years, right? Then what happens? Invasion and conquest. Who's the leader? O to B, like Joshua. Then what do we have? Judges. How many? It's a loaded question. But Bob brought me a picture of a Gideon Bible from a hotel room because he was listening to class with Gideon being one of the judges. What's next? United Kingdom. And when we get there, JJ, you're going to be ready to tell me why Saul comes from the smallest tribe. Okay, after United Kingdom, divided kingdom. Okay. All the kings good. Nope, all the kings bad for the northern kingdom. Okay, then what do we have? Judah alone. Then what do we have? Which we just got through studying some, right? Bob did series on some of the captivity books. After captivity, you come home, return from captivity. And then very quietly, what's next? Yeah, and actually, I'm looking forward to that one. because there's a lot of good stuff in there. I was actually talking to my boss about this. She and her family are Jewish. I talked with her. One of her sons is getting ready to go through his bar mitzvah. And so he's doing the training, you know, has to read at synagogue and whatnot. So we were talking about this, and you know, you can talk to Jews about the Old Testament stuff. It goes over well. And they'll tell you about the years of silence. Okay, but then we get into life of Christ. And then what do we have? The church, then the letters. And then it ends. Right? Okay, so 17 times here. Tonight, what are we going to talk about? Before the flood. Before I even go into the slides. I think there are five. Is that right, Marilyn Tiggy? Four or five slides for this period. You can do the songs and tell me. Okay. What are we going to be talking about tonight? Where do we go? Genesis, right? Chapters 1 through 5. Ooh, you've been studying. You're ready. Mary knows. Okay. So, if I call on someone, Kennard, what's your favorite thing in the first five chapters of Genesis? Anything. Ah, creation. Yeah. That's there. That's chapters 1 and part of 2, right? Okay. And that's our first slide. Tell me about creation. How did it happen? God spoke. And what did he say? Things like, let there be light. Let there be water. Right? When we say, God spoke, who spoke? You got three options here.
Spirit.
Got a spirit. I heard someone.
The Father.
Got one more option. Anyone want to go for the third?
The word, son.
Okay. You know the right answer, but you don't find it in Genesis. There's actually words in the Bible speaking about a time before Genesis 1. Where would you find that? John 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word created everything. Now, which of the three is the Word? And I'll give you a hint. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus created everything. You know, not in what we're studying per se, but very integral to what we're studying. Okay, how was the world created other than it was spoke? What was the order? What was the first thing created? The heavens. Okay, all you got to do, look at Genesis 1, 1 to, is it 1, 3? I mean, it tells you, just read right straight down. Come on, this isn't hard. I'm not asking trick questions. Okay, so what was the first thing created? Heavens. And then what was created? The earth, the firmament, right? Okay, what was created after the earth?
Light.
Then? Darkness. Light and darkness were together. Okay, what's next? The waters. Then? The firmament, so the land. After that? Plants, okay, then birds, fish, okay, grass, okay, Then what gets created? Man. That's 6 days, right? And what did God, the three of them, say? It was good. They looked at what they had created and it was good. Did they say it one time? For each day. Now, let's think about what's going on here. Created the heavens, the earth, grasses, you know, the plants, the animals, and man. Is it raining right now during this period?
No.
What does man eat? Vegetable stuff. Yeah. Starches. But not meat. Because we're going to learn about meat in the next period. Okay? How does God talk to what He's created?
Directly.
He walked with them and He talked with them. Right? Don't fully understand that. But we're told that's what He did. He went down, He talked to Adam and Eve. He told them things. Keep the garden. What was the garden? Garden of Eden. Where is the Garden of Eden? Ethiopia. Do you know that? You're just guessing. Tigris and Euphrates are kind of known to be basically where it is. Do we know exactly where it is? I do. Because I'm smart. It's on the planet Earth. Definitions. I can't go wrong by saying it's on the planet Earth, right? God created the heavens and the earth. Okay. Adam and Eve were to tend to the garden. Did they have rules?
Yes.
Do we know what the rules were?
One was not to eat anything.
Not to eat anything?
No, specifically that specific tree.
The fruit of the knowledge of good or evil. Right? Okay. But they could eat of anything else. But not animals. Okay? We're not told that there, but we know that had to be part of the rules. Okay? Any other rules they were given?
Other than to care for it.
Well, the caring for the garden, yeah, it's all kind of part and parcel of the keep the garden. There's another rule they were given. We know they were given it. Because Jesus told us it was given.
Be fruitful and
multiply. But the rule I'm going for is the rule of marriage. From the beginning, it was not so. God created them man and woman, and they would be joined and not to be pulled apart by any man, right? We know that was a law God gave them because Jesus said He did. Yes. Okay, trees, plants, vegetables are given for your fruit. Chapter 129. Y'all are supposed to tell me when I'm wrong. It does happen. Okay? Okay, so, Adam and Eve in the garden. We got elephants, got an alligator, got a gazelle, and we got stick figures. Okay? Adam and Eve. And we got some monkeys in the background, and some birds, rivers, fountains, or waterfalls. It's a pretty place, isn't it? Wouldn't you want to be there, tending to the garden? Trust me, I'd rather do that than what I do for a living now. Okay, next. Ooh, sin. That is not a valid picture. What's wrong with the picture? Okay. What's wrong with the picture?
Well, there's an argument that can be made both ways.
About?
About Adam being there present.
Okay. That is correct. Adam ate of the fruit, but it was when Eve had brought it in and fed it to him, right? Harrison, what were you going to say? Same thing? Did I hear something over here? Same thing. That's not what I see wrong.
We don't know what the fruit was.
We don't know what the fruit was. Okay. Serpent told her, and then she went and got it. It may or may not have been there. Y'all are still missing my biggest problem with this picture. We know the serpent had legs. Right? How do we know that? His punishment was for the rest of his days, he would have to crawl on his belly. So before that, he didn't crawl on his belly. He had to have had legs of some sort. Okay, so that serpent is after punishment. But the picture is before they actually commit the sin. And I can tell you what the sinful fruit looked like. Who's got an iPhone? Where's an iPhone? Show me an iPhone. Okay, what's the logo?
Apple.
It's an apple with a bite taken out of it. That's the sinful fruit. That's why I won't own an apple. Why I won't own an apple. It's not true. But a lot of times when we're talking about the first sin, it generally is depicted as an apple or some such with a bite taken out of it. We know Eve is the one who went and got the fruit, ate of it, fed it to Adam. Now, I'm not meaning any disrespect to anybody. That's just what happened. What was the result of the sin?
Separation.
Separation from?
Them and God.
Them and God. Okay. Was it immediate?
No.
No. Okay. What was the situation? That they were shamed and hid. They did a little more. They put some clothes on. Big bear skin, lion cloth. No, it was fig leaves, right? They sewed some leaves together. And then they hid from God. Can you hide from God?
No.
Only if God allows you to, right? God can decide if he wants you to hide or not. Was it effective? Nope. Did God know they had done something wrong?
Yes.
How?
Because he's God.
Okay, because he's God. I'd go with the, because they were hiding, they were ashamed and wearing clothes. I mean, Piggy, I'm going to pick on you. Sorry. It's either you or Thomas. Oh, I guess I could do JJ. Christy. Did you know when your kids did something wrong? Still do. Yeah. I mean, they kind of have their tails, right? You know, if you play poker, you know, you got to watch the clues you give off automatically. Kids do it too. You know, you act guilty. You must have done something. Adam and Eve were acting guilty. Okay? What was their punishment? Other than separation from God, there was a big one. Kicked out of the garden. And we've already talked about the serpent's punishment. He had to crawl on his belly. Was there anything else that... Well, let's stay with the serpent before we get on. So the serpent had to crawl on his belly. What else was his punishment? His head would be bruised by... the seed of woman. I like the verbiage there. Anything else about the serpent? Okay, we'll go on. What was Eve's sin or punishment? Pain of childbirth. And it's not just childbirth. I wouldn't know. I'm a guy. But, you know, a lot of women, it's 9 months of pain, followed by delivery. And then you've got some emotional pain thereafter with a lot of women. Women are different, so, you know, some have more, some have less. But that's the punishment of women, right? What about men? Forty-hour work week. If only it was that few hours. Ask Thomas. He'll tell you, I work more than 40 hours a week. They didn't have the garden to provide them, so Adam had to till the ground and work in the dust all day to be able to provide for himself and his family, right? Okay. And that ground was cursed. Is that the only time the ground is cursed? Nope, we're going to get to another one coming up shortly, aren't we? Okay. Anything else about the first sin you want to talk about? Did I leave anything out? Yes.
Eve had another curse that was to have the desire for her husband. Which probably relates to her position within the relationship.
Right. Eve was going to have a desire for Adam, for husbands, and in the hierarchy of the family, we are supposed to still have husband as the head, wife as the non-head. I'm not saying that. God's saying that. So, okay. Anything else? Okay, next. Ooh, kids do bad things. Tiggy, I'm not picking on you because, believe it or not, I was a kid once too. I had parents. Oh, and they could tell when I did something wrong. Oh, yeah. I was a perfect child, though. Perfect. Melissa, don't you dare say anything Carolyn's told you. You know, parents tell on you. Trust me, Tiggy. You might be 40 or 50, your parents will still tell on you. JJ, that goes for you too. Joe, that probably doesn't happen too much for you. Your parents aren't around here. But in Missouri, they know you. Okay, so we got Cain and Abel. And the picture here, we got a rock, we got a stick, we got a mean face, we got a scared face. What happened? What's going on?
One brother killed another brother.
Okay, you like to jump to the end of the story, don't you? Because there's a lot of story here, isn't there? It's not just Abel killed Cain, right? Come on, speak up. Okay, but Abel didn't kill Cain. Cain killed Abel. Come on, work with me here. I'm having fun.
There was some jealousy.
There's some jealousy because one offering was acceptable. One was not. Okay. What were the two offerings?
Well, they also had two different. One was a farmer.
One was a farmer.
The other was a shepherd.
The other was a shepherd. And so what were their offerings?
So one was grain, and the other was a living animal.
Okay. One was from the ground. One was from the animals. Okay. Do we know exactly what was wrong with Cain's offering? You're trying, Mary. You're trying. Bob, do we know?
The only clue we have is what Mary was saying, and that is that Abel brought his of the first, and Cain does not seem to have. That's not stated with regard to his. So we have the first fruits offered by one, not by the other.
Right. The absence of specificity does lead one to think, Mary, work with me here. I'm having fun.
Not with me,
What we do know from the New Testament was whether it was first fruits or not, the sin appears to be it was not necessarily, what word do I want to use? No, I'm not going to quality. Cain was not showing respect to God with his offering, whatever it was. And that tends to be what the issue is. So, for instance, when we're making our offering on Sunday, if we sell a piece of property and we give half of the proceeds, is that a sin in and of itself? No. But what would a sin be if we lied and said it was everything we'd gotten? Okay? So, for me, the biggest takeaway from Cain and Abel is our offerings need to be in reverence to God. Remember, in that time period, we are not definitively told what the offerings should be. Moses hasn't written the Mosaic Law, the Levitical Law. So, you know, your tenth, your first fruits, your best of the flock, no blemishes. It could be, or it might not be. We don't know. God gave them guidelines. We follow what God says. If we have the best of intentions and still give a blemished animal, is that acceptable to God? No. Death, yeah. Do we know that Adam and Eve were created to live forever? That's one of the curses, yes, with death. We don't know. And remember, God has specifically said, we don't have everything in the Bible. We have enough. We need to accept that what we have is what we need. So some of the things I might ask, we don't have answers because God didn't tell us. And that's okay. All right. Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel. And do we know anything about that? I mean, we know he did it with a rock. What were some of the outcomes of him killing his brother? He was banished. Does he plead with God to not make his banishment so bad? He does. What does he say? Don't look at you. Someone, anyone. What was that, Bob?
Yeah, that's what he said. Don't look at me. Well, I'd like to go back to the rock. That seems like an apple to me.
It could be a phone.
Well, it doesn't say he did it with a rock. That's my point.
Right. Right. He rose up and killed him.
So that's like an apple.
Okay. Yeah. The picture shows a rock.
Yeah.
We know it wasn't a gun. It wasn't a bow and arrow. Well, it could have been a bow and arrow. We don't know that. I suppose it could have been a gun. We don't know that they didn't have gunpowder.
Could have been a sickle.
Could have been a sickle. We don't know. Could have been a rock. Do we need to know?
No.
We just need to know he killed him, right?
Yeah.
And then he gets banished, and Adam and Eve are left alone. Correct? No? For a little while, but then someone else comes onto the scene. Who's next? Seth. Seth's kind of important. We don't talk about Seth. We talk about Cain and Abel. But why is Seth so important? direct lineage. Okay? All of us are descendants of Seth. Now, okay, I don't want to quite go there. Did Adam and Eve have three kids? Many more. Tell me about their other kids. What do we know about them? No, don't think Enoch was one. What was that? You have a sentence about him? Half a, what's the half a sentence? They had other sons and daughters. Okay. One of the things I think it's important that we pay attention to, because it's so foreign to our way of thinking today. Who did the sons marry? Their sisters. I mean, Adam and Eve were it, then they had sons and daughters, and if the sons and daughters are going to marry and have kids and populate the earth, it's family. But that was okay. Then. And there are a lot of things that were done in the old days that are not acceptable today. Can anyone give me an example? What caused us to have a divided kingdom? Ah, Solomon's wives. How many wives did he have? I think he had 300 and some wives, 700 concubines. Way too many. You know, I'll tell Melissa straight up, I don't understand anyone who believes in polygamy or wants to have, you know, a wife on the side. That's all I can do to, you know, keep up with her.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't believe you can.
You're probably right. She lets me keep up with her. Okay, so Cain gets banished. He builds a city and names it after his son Enoch. Glenda, you were right. You were the one who said Enoch, right? Yeah. Then we have generations. Okay.
I got my Bible open
here because I don't know this stuff. How many of y'all, and don't raise your hands, this is rhetorical, have read the full Bible from front to back? I have. And the number one error, I've listened to it a lot more. Trust me, driving in the truck, see the CD player going with the Bible, New Testament, James Earl Jones. It's kind of cool listening to Darth Vader read the Bible to you. Old Testament's a different guy. But I've read the whole thing, and a couple of times. And the mistake people make is they start in Genesis. And when you're reading straight through the Bible, you start hitting the he begot him, who begot him, who begot him, and it's verse after verse, chapter after chapter. You die on it. You know, reading plans are the way to go, okay? Because you got to intermix it, and you know, that's one of the things I love about the time periods. This is what got me to really understand the Bible, was seeing how things connected. You know, the prophets, you know, looking at Nahum and Esther, and then realizing, wait, that was the same time period Daniel was in. It never clicked with me until I started studying it this way. And then it clicked. But these generations, chapter 5, and we have a whole chapter on the generations of Adam. And it goes on. Adam lived 130 years and had a son. What was his name?
Seth.
Wait, Seth was at least number 3. Why aren't we told about Cain and Abel here? Because this is lineage. We only care about the people who make the line to get us from point A to point Z or whatever it is. Okay? So we have Seth. Adam lived 130 years, had Seth, and then he lived 800 years. So how old was Adam when he died? 930. And he begot sons and daughters. Okay. Seth lived 135 years. And who did he have? Enos. And then how many more years did he live? 807 for a grand total of 912. And he had sons and daughters. Okay. How would you like to live 900 years? Yeah. You know, people who want to live forever, that just doesn't seem right to me. Because, you know, life would get boring. Your friends would die. Doesn't seem like a good thing to me. Although, gotta say, if I'm in heaven serving God, it won't be bad at all, will it? But if I'm in hell, it's going to be torment. Okay, so going on, we've got 5 minutes. Let's see, Enos, then we have Enos at 90 gives birth to Canaan. Then he lived 815 years, so 905 years total. And we go on down. There's one guy in this list. We don't know how old he is. Who's that? Enoch. What verse? 18? Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch. Jared lived another 800 years. So he was 962. Enoch, he lived 65 and begot Methuselah. And then what happened to Enoch after 300 years passed from when he gave birth, or when his wife gave birth? He was no more because he walked with God. He didn't die. Now, we're going to come along in one of these time periods, and some of y'all are going to argue with me that someone else didn't die. You know Lee. I hear you over there. Yes. Was he alive or was he dead? I don't know. I'm sure Bob's going to school me, though. Okay, so we keep going down. And verse 26. Methuselah had a kid. What was his name? Lamech, or Lamech. Who's Lamech, and what's important about him? He's Noah's dad. Okay? Now, the important thing to know about Lamech was, how old was he when he gave birth to Noah? He wasn't. He didn't give birth to anybody, his wife. 182 years. Called him Noah, and then he lived another how many years? 595, and so his total was 777 years. What's important to know about 770 years? That's not what I'm going for, but seven's a good number for the Jews, yes. Now, what I'm going for is, that's the year of the flood. We don't know if he died before the flood or in the flood. We're not told. But he died in the year of the flood. So, to finish out the generations, what do we know about Lamech. He heard his son preaching of the impending flood, and he ignored him. Sometimes the kids are right. Sometimes. But what else do we know about Lamech? He killed a man. I'm going a little bit further than that. What do we know about his heart? The last thing that we know before we get into the flood period. Why was the flood brought? Because the heart of man was continuously evil. Noah's dad was one of those people. So, kids, don't ever think your parents can't do any wrong. They can. Most of us don't mean to, but it can happen. Okay.
So that's
the first time period. And the bell rings. I did pretty good on my timing there. Okay.